Let's get it on right now.
Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Calvin.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Rockcast. I am your host, Monty Calvin.
What a schmuck!
So glad you could join me, and oh, what a great show I have for you today. I'm going to be reading you some top tens, giving you a concert review, and playing you some cool tunes. But before I get to all that, did anybody see the Republican presidential candidate debate?
Not a chance.
Ah, well, let me tell you. You know, you had Donald Trump. I love that guy.
What?
And some people think he has no chance of winning, but I say, why not? America loves celebrities. I mean, they must. They elected Barack Obama twice. And that's basically all that guy is.
Yeah, how about that?
And you may think I'm crazy for liking Trump, but I say any candidate who is not ashamed to admit the fact that he called Rosie O'Donnell a big fat pig is awesome.
Rosie's a loser.
And it's that kind of honesty that we need in the White House for a change. And I'll tell you another thing. Oh my God, acting as if I wasn't expecting this? I can tell by the sound of that music, it can only be one thing. It's my daughter Zoe with another CD review.
Hey everybody!
Hey Zoe, are you doing good?
Only superheroes do good. I am doing well.
Oh, well, that is very clever.
Thank you, I didn't write it.
Well, it doesn't really matter. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm going to a costume party tonight, so I made my costume out of bright green duct tape. You know, as one does.
Well, sure. Well, what do you got for us, Zoe?
Today, I'm going to be reviewing the new CD by George Lynch, Shadow Train.
Aha!
Lynch, who made a name for himself with the 80s metal band Dawkins, has stayed busy over the years with numerous bands and projects, including Lynch Mob, KXM, and Sweet and Lynch.
Wait a minute, did you say Sweet and Lynch?
Yeah, Sweet and Lynch.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
However, this time he is back with a double CD release that features the singing of vocalist Greg Annala.
Ah, interesting.
Of grass on fire.
Yeah.
expecting Dokken-like lyrics about girls, well, think again. Though Lynch's trademark guitar style is still intact, most of the themes on this CD are more social commentary. And depending on how you feel about the plight of Native American Indians, that can either be a good thing or boring.
Yeah.
Overall, I wasn't crazy about this CD. However, I will recommend it to fans of King's X and Doug Pinnick because it has a similar musical style.
Well, there you go. Well, so Zoe, what do you give it on a scale of 1 to 5 Bloody Metal Skulls?
I'll give it 2 out of 5 Bloody Metal Skulls!
Well, all right. Very nicely done. And as always, Zoe, thanks for doing a great job.
See you later, Gator.
Okay, we will talk to you soon. But right now, let's hear a little bit more of George Lynch. So on the last episode, I told you about my vacation. But something else that Lindsay and I do every single summer is go to Warp Tour. It's a big festival that travels around the country, and there's usually somewhere between 90 to 100 bands at this thing. And it's mostly punk, hardcore, and screamo metal. Which also means the average age of the people who go to this is somewhere between 14 and 16. However, our two daughters are 14 and 16, and neither one of them wanted to go because they are into boy bands and opera. So consequently, Lindsay and I were forced to drop the kids off at the grandparents and go by ourselves.
Wow, that's weird.
And this is about the 10th year in a row I've gone to Warp Tour, and I am always the oldest person there. Or should I say the oldest person who wants to be there. There's always a few parents there because they were forced to go because their kids didn't have a ride. But for the most part, it's just a bunch of teenagers and me.
Well, that is so incredibly creepy.
Yeah, so Lindsay and I drive to St. Louis to go to this thing, and we pull in and park, and I open the door of the car, and I'm immediately greeted by a Hare Krishna. And he tries to hand me this book on meditation, and I go, no, man, no thanks. I've had enough of religion. And then we walk over to the festival grounds and get inside the place, and a guy walks up to me from PETA. And he wants us to join him in a protest against SeaWorld. And I'm like, no, and we just keep walking, and I see this booth that's called Truth. And there's a bunch of people out there that want you to stop smoking. And I don't smoke, so I just keep walking, and I'm thinking, is anybody here for the music? And about that time, this kid just walks up to me and goes, hey, I like your shirt. And I look down and I remember, oh yeah, I'm wearing a Galactic Cowboy t-shirt. And so I stopped and turned and looked at him and I said, oh yeah, you like these guys? And he's like, well, I've never actually heard of them, but I like that shirt. And I said, oh, okay. And I start to turn away, and before I could walk off, he tried to hand me some Hare Krishna literature.
Oh, my God!
So that's the way our day started, and unfortunately, it did not get a lot better. You see, as my luck would have it, it was about the hottest day of the whole summer. It felt like about 110 out there, and it was just brutal. In fact, there's bands that I wanted to see, but I didn't just because it was too hot to stand out there and watch them.
Oh, hot, yeah, right? That's hot. That is hot.
We did, however, see a couple of good ones. We Came As Romans was great. Bless the Fall was good. And Black Veil Brides were really good. The problem is everybody plays 30-minute sets, which means you're only going to get to see about 5 or 6 songs. And in the case of Black Veil Brides, they played a couple songs I liked, but then they did a cover of Motley Crue's Kickstart My Heart. And I'm just like, why? You got about 4 albums of your own stuff and only 30 minutes to play and you're going to do a cover tune? So I didn't really get that, but to be honest, at that point, Lindsay and I were just trying to keep from passing out.
This is almost breathtaking stuff.
Now, I know most of you listening right now don't like these kind of bands like I do, but I know there are a few of you out there who do. And so for those people, I will just let you know that Asking Alexandria was actually really good. They've got a new singer, and the guy is great. To be honest, I really wasn't expecting much from him, but he fits in perfectly.
Nobody cares.
Now, at the end of the day, Lindsay wanted to go see Pierce the Veil, so she went over to that stage. But Senses Fail was on at the very same time, so I went across the park and saw them. Lindsay said Pierce the Veil was really good, and Senses Fail, well, they were interesting.
These people are friggin' nuts!
They've made some really good albums, and they've got a lot of songs that I love. But, of course, they didn't play any of those songs.
No, of course not.
On the other hand, they were very entertaining. The singer had this big old beard, and he also was wearing a Hawaiian shirt. And the music was really rocking, and they looked like they were having a good time until about halfway into their set. And at that point, the singer decided to go into a rant about white men mistreating women. And I don't know what that was all about, but the more he talked, the more pissed off he got. And he ended up challenging a couple of fans to a fight, and he threw his microphone across the stage.
That is hard!
But by that point, I was ready to leave, so I went and got Lindsay, and we headed for the car. And while we were walking to the parking lot, the rain began to come down, it unloaded on us, and we were drenched.
That's fabulous!
So pretty much from start to finish, it was just a giant suck fest. And for the first time since I've been going to the Warped Tour, I can honestly say I did not have a good time.
Well, boo-hoo.
It was just miserably hot, and I just really didn't get my money's worth. It was $45 per ticket. It was $6 for a bottle of water. And by the end of the day, we were sunburned and worn out.
You insolent little crybaby.
And you know, I've been thinking it over, and I just gotta say, I don't think I'm going back next year. Yeah, I don't think so.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I know, and I never thought I'd hear myself saying this, but maybe I'm just too old for this crap.
Probably so.
I mean, after all, I'm in my 50s, people. And I know that may come as a shock to some of you, because I still wear shorts every day of my life, and I buy my t-shirts at Hot Topic.
Grow up!
But maybe it's time for me to reevaluate everything, because here lately, I'm starting to feel it. But maybe you're one of those youngsters, kind of like my wife, and you don't really know what I'm talking about right now. So I thought I'd try and clear things up a little bit by giving you a top 10 list. Oh, yeah. I read a lot of top 10 lists on this show, and now I'm going to read you one of mine and show you how it's done. And these are the top 10 signs that you are getting old. And like I said, I know a lot of you can't relate to this, but pay attention and maybe you'll get some insight on what awaits you. And trust me, it's not pretty.
Everything's going to be terrible. I kind of know that.
But anyway, on with my list, and it begins at number 10 with, you know you're getting old when hair is growing out of your ears and nose, and you don't realize it because your eyes are so bad you can't see it.
How gross.
Yeah, see, I told you it wasn't pretty. But don't worry, it gets worse, because number 9 is you stop watching MTV and start looking for the complete first season of Murder, She Wrote on DVD.
Woo!
Now, I actually haven't done that yet, but don't worry, it's coming.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock.
Number 8 on my list is you know you're getting old when the teenagers who work at Hot Topic call you sir and assume you are there shopping for your kids.
Psh, duh.
Yeah, I mean, why else would I be in there buying an Ice Nine Kills t-shirt, right?
Something's wrong with you.
Another way you know you're getting old is number 7. You find yourself wanting to go to bed at 7:30 at night.
A pitiful thing indeed.
I know some people would call that being lame, but I call it being tired.
I understand how you feel.
Number 6 is you know you're getting old when you hear strange noises that sound like sandpaper, and then you realize it's just your thighs rubbing together.
Ew.
Yeah. That's also a sign that you may need to think about losing a few pounds.
Hey, fat ass!
Yet another way you can tell if you're getting old is number 5. You look in the mirror and you see your dad. Or if you're a woman, your mom.
How terrifying.
Yeah, I'm not only starting to look like him, I'm starting to act like him too, and that's really scary. One day I was yelling at the boy and I said, if you don't stop that crying, I will give you something to cry about. Oh my God, that sounded just like my dad.
Ah!
Yeah, that's bad. But number 4 is, you know you're getting old if you boldly proclaim the invention of the iPhone is the downfall of society. Also falling into this category are phrases like, what's up with these kids today?
You're bumming me out, old man.
Number 3 is, you're old if you get tired just from watching other people exercise. And that is why I no longer go to the gym. And I also avoid watching shows like American Ninjas, where they do all the obstacle courses. Yeah, that's exhausting.
You're pathetic!
Now, number 2 on my list is, you know you're getting old if on at least one occasion you have yelled at somebody for being on your property.
Get off my lawn!
Yeah, this would include kids who are playing in your driveway and are hanging on your basketball goal. And I am guilty as charged. I ran out the door and went all old man on them, and they just looked at me like, where do you get off?
You're a weasel.
And finally, the number 1 sign that you have gotten old, you leave Warp Tour early because it's just too damn hot. Oh, and one more thing. You know you've gotten old if you think those screamo bands all sound the same.
I know I do.
And for the record, I do not think they all sound the same, which means I am not old.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, that's my list, and I'm sticking to it.
This made a huge difference in my life.
Okay, now some of your lists. And the first one is from Sebastian Telford in the UK. And Sebastian wrote to tell me that he recently stumbled onto my podcast and he loves it. And he says, I've just bought a Bluetooth headset to place in some earmuffs so I can listen to your show at work without getting in trouble. Well, and all I can say is, Sebastian, you rule. That is awesome.
Brilliant!
Simply brilliant!
And he sent me a list of stuff he's been listening to right now, and it included stuff like The Devil Wears Prada, A Lot Like Birds, Feeder to the Sharks, let's see, Norma Jean, Crown the Empire, and Born of Osiris. And I love it when young guys like Sebastian, who are into really heavy music, also like my show, and they're into the Galactic Cowboys.
Who do I blame for this?
And Sebastian said it was actually his dad who turned him on to the Cowboys about 9 years ago.
What was the point of doing that?
And it just so happens that Sebastian has sent me a list of his top 10 songs by Galactic Cowboys.
What a coincidence!
And his list starts out at number 10 with Arrow, and at number 9, Mona Lisa.
What?
Huh, well, that's interesting you would include that one, Sebastian. I liked that when I wrote it. I liked it when we were recording it. But since then, I never heard a lot of people talk about it, so it's nice to hear that it made your list, man. Thanks.
I don't like it!
But that would take us to number 8, Evil Twin. Number 7 was Space in Your Face. Number 6 was Ranch on Mars. Number 5, Young Man's Dream. Number 4, Where Are You Now? Number 3, Psychotic Companion. Number 2, Disney Spinnin'. And at number 1... and Sebastian's favorite song by Galactic Cowboys, Another Hill.
Yeah!
Well, thanks so much for that list, Sebastian. Good job, and it's great to have you as a listener of the Rockcast. And to be quite honest, if you got a great list on your favorite podcast, like top 10 favorite Galactic Cowboys songs, well, that would be enough. There would be no reason to do any other top 10 lists. But not today, because I have gotten backlogged with lists sent in by you guys, and so I must read more. Now, this next one is from Bruno, who also lives in the UK. And it sounds like Bruno and I grew up a lot alike, because he says his parents were Christians, they used to take him to church, and all the music in the house was always gospel. And that's exactly the way it was for me. I wasn't allowed to listen to any rock and roll at all, and apparently I wasn't the only one. Because here now is Bruno's list of the top 10 music he couldn't listen to when he was younger, because they're from the devil.
Total evil!
Oh yeah, and it starts at number 10 with Alice Cooper.
The most evil man that ever existed.
Yeah, it's funny to think how many parents he scared, and he started the whole shock rock genre. And he's still out there doing it today, and yet Alice is now a Christian.
Hallelujah.
Okay, number 9 is somebody called Raul Ciaxis or something like that.
Wrong!
Bruno says he was the Brazilian rock godfather and had some occult lyrics, so he was a big no-no. But number 8 was Kiss, and of course... I mean, you look back, and they were basically just writing these pop rock songs, but they had the makeup, and Gene was spitting fake blood, and people were saying, their name stands for Knights in Satan's Service, Kiss.
Yeah!
Yeah, right. Have you ever watched an episode of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not exactly a devil worshiper.
We're
Number 7 is Led Zeppelin, and Bruno says that there were rumors that if you played Stairway to Heaven backwards, they were saying something about My Sweet Satan. Well, yeah, and if you were to hear that, even though it was backwards, it would go into your brain, and you would have no other choice but to start worshiping Satan.
Well, yeah.
Oh, and here's another one. At number 6, it's Iron Maiden. And the reason they were evil is because they had song titles like The Number of the Beast, which, if I'm not mistaken, was in the Bible.
It freaks me out, because I'm not that smart.
Number 5 is Black Sabbath. And they not only scared parents, they scared everyone.
Get down with Satan! Woo! Yeah!
Number 4 is the Rolling Stones. And that may sound funny to you now, but remember, they had a song called Sympathy for the Devil. And I know my dad was so repulsed by Mick Jagger that every time he saw him on TV, my dad would just go, "Ugh."
Aw, that is so nice.
Yeah, my dad hated Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, and I think every parent probably hates number 3, Ozzy Osbourne. Bruno says they call him the Prince of Darkness, he bit the head off of a bat, and look who he's married to. She's basically the devil incarnate.
Sharon!
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate. Mental wounds not healing, life's a bitter shame. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Number 2 is AC/DC, and yeah, with song titles like Hell's Bells and Highway to Hell, I can see why you might be worried about that. But did any of you guys ever hear the rumor that their name stood for Antichrist Devil Child?
Never.
Well, I did, but I never believed it or worried about it because I love Angus Young.
We'll be right back.
that would bring us to number one on Bruno's list of stuff that he wasn't supposed to listen to because it was of the devil. And it is the Beatles.
What the hell?
Yeah, hard to believe the Beatles were a threat to anybody. But when John Lennon said that it was a shame that the Beatles had become more popular than Jesus, everybody just freaked out and started burning their albums. So I understand, Bruno, because I went through the same kind of crap with my parents over rock music. But the good news for you is that your bad experiences led to a really good list. So thanks so much to Bruno, because he not only sent me a top 10, he sent me a very kind donation. And anyone who does that gets their list read immediately.
That's not fair.
Well, since you guys send me so many top 10 lists, I can only assume that it's because you like me to read them. So let's do another one.
Oh, no.
And this one comes from my buddy Angel Martinez in Houston. And he is in a metal band, and Angel says, "Hey, Monty, being a rocker / metalhead, there are things I've noticed about lots of us that either annoy me or straight up piss me off. So here is my top 10 list of things that piss me off about rockers and metalheads." Well, okay, Angel. You know, me, personally, I don't like to complain about stuff.
And I don't think that's true.
But far be it from me to keep you from airing your grievances. So here we go with number 10, and Angel says it pisses him off when bands have a best of album. It's not their best, it's a greatest hits package.
And I'm angry about it!
The next thing that pisses Angel off at number 9 is Kid Rock. And I'm going to read his explanation of this as Jerry Seinfeld. Because Angel says, "He's not a kid, and he doesn't rock. Is he rock? Is he pop? Is he rap? Is he country? I don't even think that he knows. I mean, what's the deal with Kid Rock?" Number 8 on Angel's list is Bon Scott and Brian Johnson do not sound alike. Apparently somebody said they did, and Angel is not happy about it. And yeah, I would agree. I don't think they sound alike. I think most of AC/DC's songs sound the same, but not their singers.
That is the most preposterous thing I've ever heard.
Number 7 is people still talk about Kirk Hammett used to be in Exodus and Dave Mustaine used to be in Metallica. And Angel says, "Yes, they were, and that was a long time ago, so get over it."
Come on!
Number 6 is Nirvana didn't kill metal. Repetitive monotony and mediocrity mixed with Fly High Michelle, that's what did it. Wow, well, apparently Angel did not like Enough's Enough, but I kind of like that song myself. So that killed metal?
No way, Jose.
I understand what Angel's saying, though. Back in the late 80s, all the record companies all had the same game plan for all of their hair metal bands. It didn't matter if it was Skid Row or Cinderella or Trickster. The first single was up-tempo and kind of a rocker, and then the second single was a ballad with a cheesy video. And that's why we got horrible stuff like To Be With You from Mr. Big.
Ugh.
And so that's why I say Fly High Michelle, really not that bad. The thing is, Angel, you're right. Nirvana did not kill metal. They killed Galactic Cowboys.
Ouch.
But that's neither here nor there, because number five is Angel gets pissed off at know-it-alls. And he says, I can't stand how this generation goes straight to Google and tries to act like they know what they're talking about. You weren't there, so quit trying to act like you were.
Yeah!
Well, now I'm pissed off, so let's go to number four, which is people who call radio stations and request the same songs you hear every day.
What idiots these people are.
The Joker is a classic, but when you hear it three times a day, it can drive you nuts.
Morons!
Number three is Cocaine is not an Eric Clapton song, and Green Man Alishi is not a Judas Priest song.
Stop being ignorant!
Well, I am right there with you, Angel. That just makes my blood boil. So let's go to number two, where Angel says, there was a time when going to the store to buy an album, cassette, or CD was something you looked forward to doing. Stop downloading everything. Okay. If you say so, Angel. All right. And the number one thing that pisses Angel off about metalheads and rockers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Pink Floyd, and Steely Dan are bands. Quit calling them he. Yeah, you could also add to that list Billy Talent and that Jethro Tull guy.
He's sort of creepy.
Well, that was a great list, Angel. You pretty much knocked it out of the park, and you are now eligible for an amazing prize package. Okay, so I started talking earlier about that first Republican presidential debate that was on Fox News. And so I thought I'd finish what I was saying. Because I always hear these lefties say, oh, Fox News, it's so right-wing.
It is.
But then on the debate, there's Megyn Kelly. And instead of serving up softball questions, she's slinging mud like she's Chris Matthews. So thanks, Fox News, for being so fair and balanced. You proved you suck just as much as MSNBC or CNN. Oh, and one more thing about that debate. What was up with that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have been interrupted once again for some apparently very important news. So here now is Rockcast news girl, Lindsay. Lindsay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. You're in the studio.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you have for us?
Well, Monty, Sunday marked the one-year anniversary of the death of Michael Brown, and an angry mob gathered in Ferguson, Missouri to protest police brutality and remember and celebrate the life of Michael Brown.
Okay, Lindsay. Well, now, which Michael Brown is it that we're remembering? Is it the criminal Michael Brown who robbed a convenience store while under the influence of drugs? Or is it the Michael Brown who the media portrayed as an innocent victim?
I think it's the unarmed black teenager and gentle giant gunned down by a racist cop, Michael Brown.
Oh, that one.
Yes. However, things in Ferguson turned ugly when the peaceful protesters began shooting a remarkable amount of gunfire at the police. And all hell broke loose.
Oh, well, what a shock.
Yes, it was quite the situation.
So, if I understand you correctly, Lindsay, once again, some well-meaning thugs decide to show their disgust and intolerance of the police intolerance and violence by getting violent with the police.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that is just fascinating. But you know, Lindsay, I think if there's one thing we've all learned from this whole thing, it's that Black Lives Matter. In fact, all lives matter.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless it's an unborn baby, in which case, just take it to Planned Parenthood.
Well, yeah, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, you know, they say it's just a bunch of tissue.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else?
Well, I don't know if you heard about this, but a defenseless lion was killed in Zimbabwe.
Oh my God, did you say somebody killed a lion in a country I've never been to?
Yes, he was shot by an evil dentist.
Oh my God, well, perhaps I've been paying too much attention to the political corruption that's been going on in my own country, and I didn't realize a random lion in Africa had been murdered.
Oh, this wasn't just any lion.
What, really?
No, this lion was named Cecil.
Oh my, I had no idea this lion had a name.
Yes, a really cute name.
Oh well, in that case, I have no other choice except to act completely upset about this and demand that the killer dentist be put to death.
Totally.
And Lindsay, I hope that you can tell how kind and caring I am when I say it breaks my heart to think that, what's the stupid lion's name again?
Cecil.
Yeah, Cecil. It breaks my heart that Cecil will never be able to go outside again and chase down and slaughter an antelope.
It's so sad.
Oh, it really is. And, you know, I think to show how bad we feel about this, somebody should make a Cecil Beanie Baby or something as a tribute to this fallen animal.
Yeah, they already did that.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go.
And that's the news.
Well, all right. And thank you, you sexy thing. And that is going to do it, my friends, for another episode of the Rockcast.
Finally.
Before I go, I want to remind you to order yourself a Rockcast t-shirt.
Yeah, right. Get out of here.
No, I'm serious. I know a lot of you are sitting there at your computer right now. And before you forget, you might as well go to my website, MontyColvin.net, and use your credit card. Let me know what size you want, I'll mail it to you, and then you can send me a picture of yourself wearing it, and I will put it on that same MontyColvin.net website.
I'm sick of paying for everything!
So do that for me right now, won't you?
You're not gonna get jack squat.
And as long as you're at my website, you might as well send me an email and tell me what you thought of the show. I welcome all your comments and feedback, as long as it's good. I mean, if you hate me, you might as well just keep it to yourself and listen to another show.
Okay, I will.
I'm going to play you one last song, and this time it's one of those screamo metal bands that I saw at Warped Tour.
Shocking.
This is from Escape the Fate, and it's called Until We Die. And even though I just told you the name of the song, I'm sure somebody's going to email me and go, hey, what was the name of that Escape the Fate song?
So what?
But that's okay, because I don't mind your questions, and I love hearing from you.
Just play it!
But I hope you enjoyed the show, and until next time, this has been Monty saying take care, don't let anyone tell you what to like, unless it's me, and...
Rock on. This has been Monty's Rockcast.
The end.